This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An Israeli airstrike in central Gaza kills over a dozen people, many of them children. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
An Israeli airstrike flattened a house in central Gaza, killing over a dozen people, two-thirds of them women and children, according to a local hospital. In Deir el-Balah, in central Gaza, some of those killed from the strike were lined up in white shrouds on the top of a truck. AP footage showed their bodies in the blood-stained white cloth with two lifeless hands poking out of one as it was lifted onto the truck platform. A man held the body of a baby whose face peered out from the cloth before being laid to rest alongside the other corpses. A line of mourners gathered by the vehicle and began to pray in respect to those killed. The bodies were brought to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in the central city of Raqqa. I'm Karen Shamas.
Ukrainian officials said a Russian ballistic missile attack hit a residential area in Ukraine's Black Sea port city of Odessa on Friday. Olivia Zelino from Reuters reports.
Homes, a rec facility, and a gas pipeline were all damaged in the attack, according to the Southern Military Command. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed that Russia would receive a, quote, fair response for what he described as a vile strike. As one of Ukraine's biggest ports, Odessa has long been a target of Russian attacks. They ramped up after Moscow quit a UN-brokered deal that had allowed safe passage for Ukrainian grain shipments through the Black Sea. Moscow denies targeting civilians in the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, which it launched in February 2022, though many have been killed in frequent Russian strikes.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's not endorsing Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Former Vice President Mike Pence makes it clear he will not give his backing to Donald Trump for president this election. In a TV interview, the once loyal vice president to Donald Trump announces he will not endorse his former boss for the November election. Mike Pence joins a list of former senior Trump administration officials who are not supporting Trump's re-election bid. Last August, when Pence was running for president, he spoke of the conflict on January 6, 2021, in certifying President Biden's victory last time.
The president ultimately continued to demand that I choose him over the Constitution.
Trump supporters were chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," and created a makeshift noose on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Von Gething has won the Welsh Labour Party leadership contest and is set to become the first black leader of Wales' semi-autonomous government. Gething, who is currently Welsh Economy Minister, beat Education Minister Jeremy Miles in a race to replace First Minister Mark Drakeford. Gething needs to be confirmed next week by the Welsh Parliament, the Senate, where Labour is the largest party. He is the son of a Welsh father and Zambian mother, and will be the first black leader of a government in the UK. TikTok creators across the country are expressing frustration over a bill passed by the U.S. House of Representatives that would lead to a nationwide ban of the app if its China-based owner doesn't sell its stake. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The proposal is awaiting Senate input. Content creators say a ban would hurt countless people and businesses that rely on the app for a significant portion of their income. TikTok supporters also say that the app is unrivaled for dialogue and community. The push to remove TikTok from Chinese authority follows concerns about the security of user data, interference in U.S. elections, and the suppression of content unfavorable to Beijing, all of which TikTok denies. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Indian Navy says it has intercepted a bulk carrier that was hijacked by Somali pirates and demanded they surrender. The Navy said it intercepted the Maltese-flagged MV Ruin on Friday after it opened fire on an Indian warship in international waters. The vessel was boarded by pirates on December 14th and had 18 crew on board when it was hijacked near the Yemeni island of Socotra. Activity from Somali pirates has dropped in recent years, but there has been growing concern it could resume amid the political uncertainty and wider chaos in the region that has included attacks on global shipping by Yemeni Houthi rebels. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.